Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, and I'm talking about my wonderful friends down at National Raisin Company. When it comes to dry fruit, we do everything under the sun. Don't let the name fool you. We are much more than raisins. www.nationalraisincompany.com. And especially those little raisins, they are so delicious. You will love them. My recipe for you today for day three is a mushroom udon with the burnt sugar soy reduction and sesame oil powder. Let's get started. Now, the first thing we need to do is we need to take our udon and we got to get a nice pot of boiling water. Most udon noodles, unless they're made fresh in front of you, which I have yet to see that anywhere, are going to be frozen. And they have to freeze them because if we left them whole, they would go bad really, really quick. And they hold up very, very well when they're frozen. And they're amazing when they thaw out. Oh, my goodness. So what I need to do first is taking a nice wok. I'm going to add in a half a cup of oil. And I'm going to add in 1 pound of cooked udon noodles. I'm going to add in half a cup of cabbage, a quarter cup of matchstick carrots, or you can make julienne carrots, whatever works for you. 1 cup of mushrooms. Now, you don't have to be specific with the mushrooms you like. I love using the Honshimeji mushrooms for this right here. And the shiitake mushrooms are really tasty as well. Just make sure you always clean your shiitake mushrooms as well. Any mushrooms for that matter. And what I'm going to do is we're going to start a nice saute going. I'm going to add to this also a cup of Spanish onions. It's going to be julienne. 4 tablespoons of brown sugar. And a cup of soy sauce. Now, this is a reduction, so it's very, very important that when we're reducing, we need to remember, it has to be on a high heat. It's just like a saute is, you know, a high heat, low fat. When you're reducing, it needs to be on a high heat, because what we're trying to reduce down to is a nice burnt sugar sauce that we will get. Now, remember, once you start to see the big bubbles forming, that's when we know we're getting close. And if you follow the ratio that I'm giving you guys, then I promise you, you're going to achieve this really, really fast. And you're going to be very, very happy that you did, because it is a very easy recipe to follow. And it's so good sometimes, because you know what? A lot of times we want to go to these fancy Asian restaurants and they're nice and all, but I promise you, this will taste just as good, if not better. And if you want this to be spicy, I highly recommend adding, you know, a few tablespoons of chili flakes to the oil before you even put the udon noodles in, because that oil will activate the natural oils inside of those seeds and make it hot and spicy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.